We have already spoken in the previous discussion on man, on his the way he captures reality, how he advances during all his reincarnations to a situation in which he awakens inside him, what is the reason, what is the purpose of my life? The question of what is the essence of life? And this question, Baal HaSulam is explaining to us, it awakens in us slowly during all our reincarnations, that in all we pass in the development of man from reincarnation to reincarnation, such that each new generation that comes is actually the same previous generation that with the new desires, with the new way of capturing reality, they come to the world and they start to see the world in a different way. And so they're actually found to be in a more sharp way of capturing reality from the parents. We see this actually in all the things that are now being revealed in this world. Let's say us. The computers, cell phones, all these games that are found to be here, we actually have developed them, but it's hard for us, on the other hand, to start to work with them. In any case, this is for us a refresh, something new. Rather, the children who come to this world, and already all these things are found to be, all this technology, they see these things as understood from above, like something normal, that's just found to be, and they're able to work with them a lot better than us. This is from within that, from reincarnation to reincarnation, man is actually, he's taking all these ideas, what he has purchased in the previous reincarnation, at the time when he leaves the body, and he ascends to the form of the soul, and once more returns, descends, then those same ideas, those same revelations that he had in the previous reincarnation, now they are turning into attributes of his. And then he comes to this world with new tributes. And he starts a new level, a new stage, from the zero, that his zero is already on a different level from what was previously. That if before he was living in his old vessels, and he was correcting them and filling them, adding ideas, knowledge, his getting to know the world and himself, then now he comes to this new life, also starts seemingly from zero, but already with all the ideas that are found to be in him. There are in each person what is called the spiritual gene, the like a chain of reshimot that are found to be in us, from within that our soul of each person is a part of the collective soul of the first man. That this is what the Creator has created. And each person is a part of that same soul. And only these parts are separated one from another. And they descended to this world. In other words, a descension. And man needs, by the way of the use of these reshimot that are found to be in him, the information is found to be inside him, inside man, inside the soul himself, he has to return to the previous state, to ascend in those same levels, in those same worlds, to the root of his soul. That this is the root. This process is a process that is comprised of our lives in a situation, a condition that is above this world, in a descension from the world of En Sof, infinite, through the five worlds to this world, and afterwards in this world, during the few thousand years that we have advanced in our five senses and in understanding our situation till the state that is revealed in us, the point in the heart, a desire to return to our root. From the world of Ein Sof, we descend through levels which are called the world of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. And in those same levels, we have to ascend. Those same details and levels that the soul has descended through. Only the descension of the soul and its coming to this world, these things are found to be in us as Reshimot, that we do not really know them or recognize them. And also, we do not know how we are developing in this world during the few thousand years, that our desire is growing from desires of bodily pleasures to money, to respect, to knowledge, until they reach the point in the heart. And this takes thousands of years. That all, this whole process is a process that is very gradual through many reincarnations that is passing through us. That in all what we have talked about in the previous discussion comes to us as a capturing of reality of the world where we're found to be. And man is he's found to be in this world and developing in this world in a natural way. What is natural? That he doesn't, even if he won't know all knowledge and he won't know how he's developing during the thousands of years, he's in any case developing to the correct situation. Man is investigating reality. He has a drive to know his desire. His desire is demanding each time more understanding on the world in which he lives, exists in. This is pushing man to open the world until he reveals that the whole world, that the whole revelation is not bringing him, in any case, any type of fulfillment. And he reaches a desire that is not directed to this world, rather to the spiritual world, to the source. Why? Because in the source that we were in the level of the first man, in other words, in the spiritual level, there we were filled with light, the upper light, that was filling the soul of each one. And here in this world, we are found to be empty from it. The way we capture reality is such that it is forcing man to develop. And what we are revealing today, and it appears as a large revelation, tomorrow is already not filling us, because that same spiritual gene that is developing inside man is tomorrow adding additional fulfillment, additional knowledge about our world, and such man needs each time to run and to open for himself more and more of the reality in hope that this will fill him and satiate him. And we reach, after a few, all these years of developing, because we thought that we will fill ourselves with pleasures of the bodily, money, and respect, control, knowledge. We see that reality is more and more starting to be in despair from all these pleasures, and that these pleasures, they cannot fill the desire. Why can they not fill the desire? In actuality, if they were filling the desire, then man was would be kept in them, and he would not want anything else. Because the desire to receive would be stopping him, and he would keep him in a manner that he's receiving a fulfillment, that he's full. Rather, the desire to receive itself is created in such a way that the desire to receive, desire to pleasure, receive pleasure, to fill itself, then, just like its name, a desire to receive. In other words, he wants to receive. He feels that he receives. In the time that he's receiving, he feels the pleasure. And when it's filling itself, that there, when there comes pleasure inside the vessel, inside the desire, then a meeting between the desire and the pleasure is bringing the pleasure. And once the pleasure is already filling the desire, then in that same amount, he's also calming the desire. He's filling it, and the desire that is filled stops to feel the pleasure. Because the pleasure is felt inside the desire. In other words, that you feel the desire itself. Rather, there has to be, on one hand, a very great appetite, and on the other hand, a pleasure. And when they meet together, only then do we feel good. And when the desire is filled in that same amount, it is turned off, disappearing, until completely a man is feeling as if he never had anything. And this is the form of the receiving of pleasures that is direct. The pleasure that comes into the desire. And thus, we are never filled. Rather, we need to search more and more. And here, we are making all types of additional pleasures. We, by type of convincement of from our surrounding, because there is man and his environment. And man is built in such a manner that we have in the man, Rishimo, that is always developing, that is demanding new pleasures. And also, the environment is influencing man and bringing it new desires. Let's say they're convincing us that Coca-Cola, a new cell phone, a new computer, some game, some trip, that there's many more pleasures that we do not know about them. The desire to receive of ours, the collective one, is grasping from reality these advice. In other words, the new manners of pleasures, new forms, and he's starting to run after them. By this, we are each time found to be in a new desire, and we can, for at least one moment, that we are meeting the desire to feel it. And afterwards, the pleasure is turned off, is disappearing, then we need all types of new things in order to at least feel a little the pleasure. In other words, man is always found to be in a in running towards to find new desires for new pleasures. And these moments that is coming in touch with these new pleasures, they're the moments that he feels the fulfillment in them. He feels that he's alive. And thus, our life are not called eternal life, because the feeling of life is only from moments, a fulfillment. And here we see that if we had upper light, pleasure, that this is in the end light, in front of the desire, then they can never be in such a manner that the light will fill the pleasure, and the pleasure will be felt as fulfillment. Always after the fulfillment, we feel the opposite. We feel empty. And only in such a manner that we can see from our world how we can be in fulfillment that is never changing. This is an example from, let's say, those mother that is like the desire to receive towards the son, that he's also the desire to receive. If she gives him, providing him some pleasure, and he is enjoying, then this is actually bringing her pleasure for mother. The giving is also bringing her pleasure. And if the pleasure comes from giving, is not dependent on the vessel itself of the ima, the mother, her desire, rather dependent on, is there someone to give to? In other words, in a desire that is outside of it. And if there is, outside of mother, that is someone who is willing to enjoy from her, then she always has an ability to enjoy because she has someone to provide pleasure for. But this condition exists only if there is, from mother to the son, from the giver to the receiver, love. In other words, if there was, for each one of us, someone that we love in a manner that is unbounded, then its whole deficiency, its whole lack would be for us as a vessel that we want to fill. And if we would worry for and fill these vessels, then we would be enjoying all the time in a manner that is unending, and it would be felt for us as a pleasure that is unending, eternal life. And thus, the problem of our existence can be solved only in such a solution. Like a mother with her son. Only the problem is that if mother has a natural desire to love the son and to give him all good and above her life, that is corporal, that she feels a relation to him that is above the corporal life because it really is like eternal life, then we, from the beginning, are not found to be in such a feeling one towards the other. And thus, our life is cannot be filled with pleasure in a manner that is unending. All of reality that we have talked about, that we have passing through, in all types of opportunities to fill ourselves, in money, respect, knowledge, control, bodily pleasures, all of this reality that we are passing through from reincarnation to reincarnation during all of history of ours, when we are returning and once more attempting to reach to fulfillment of the desire that is direct, let's say this is bodily pleasures, then money and respect and knowledge. All this is from that during all reincarnations, we are trying in all, in order to reach to a decision that there cannot be, through this, an ability to fill ourselves. And thus, we reach, this is coming to the crisis of the whole world that is starting to be felt now in humanity. That it is starting to be in despair from its development and to see that by the way of all these pleasures, you cannot reach any type of fulfillment to feeling of life. In any case, all this is revealed to man in order that he will be revealing himself a relation with all these desires that are empty, that have still empty after all thousands of years of development, that will be revealed inside man, as we have talked about here in the previous drawing, that it will be revealed in man inside all these desires that are very great and empty. A point in the heart, a desire to fulfillment, but a fulfillment without direction that we do not know exactly for what. This desire is comprised of two attributes. On one hand, this desire that is called the point in the heart is pointing that all the previous desires, they are kept empty. They are empty. In any case, I don't have an ability to turn to them. They cannot provide life for me. And this is talking about man, that even in the current reincarnation, he does not have so much money, respect, or knowledge, or even food he doesn't have. It's not important. We're talking about already the decision that is found to be in its reshimot, inside, from all the previous reincarnations. The ino, also he, and also the influence of society on him, is giving him confidence in this, some type of definite decision, that there is nothing to run after pleasures of this world, here in this world. He cannot, in this world, to find fulfillment for this, to feel himself. And also in that same point in the heart, there is, in any case, then a revelation of the deficiency to find pleasure that is complete, whole, on top of all these desires, a eternal pleasure, that it is really the beginning of the vessel, of that same desire, is the beginning of the vessel of the soul, neshama. It is apparent in men, as we have spoken, in the question, what is the purpose of my life? The question on the essence of life, and why do I exist? Baal Salam is writing, in the introduction to Talmud Esel Sfirot, in the second letter, if we will turn our hearts to one very famous question, I'm sure that all the previous questions and doubts, all the things in the world, all the things that men have in this world, will be completely disappearing and turning to looking outwards. And the question is found to be that, what is the purpose of my life? In other words, these numbered years of our life, they cost us so heavily, and the numerous pains and torments that we suffer for them, to complete them to the fullest. Who is it that enjoys them? Even more precisely, to whom do I give delight? In other words, he doesn't have, even he has also a question, who is enjoying, and to whom am I enjoying? To whom am I giving delight? And this is, it is indeed true that historians have grown wary contemplating it. And in other words, all of the philosophers and politicians and the writers and great minds, and even the regular man, everyone has thought about this. And from the great one to the small one, nobody has any answer. And in particularly in our generation, no one even wished to consider it. In other words, today we have reached a development that in the general world, we have some type of internal decision that this world is not filling us. We need to find, in any case, some importance. No one even wishes to consider it. Yet the question stands as bitterly and as vehemently as ever. Sometimes it meets us uninvitingly, pecks at our minds, and humiliates us to the ground before we find the famous ploy to flow mindlessly in the currents of life as yesterday. That in actuality, till today, we have succeeded, maybe us, to escape from that same question to all types of laborings, work of this world, once more, after bodily pleasures, money, respect, control, knowledge, that man is thinking that in any case, or that there he will find the fulfillment, or that even he will not find it, rather he will forget the question, and that has made his life bitter, and he is kept still in front of this eternal question, and maybe it's better for him to forget about it if there's no answer. But correct as of today, according to what we see in humanity, according to the despair, the general depression, the suicide, drugs, terror, according to everything that we see in man and all his behavior is showing to in front of everyone, the question is awakening, and we don't have what to return to man, what to answer him. And thus we are found to be naturally in the same situation. The Baal HaSulam is saying here in the introduction to Talmud Esar HaSfirot that man is found to be in the opening to a spiritual development. What does this mean, spiritual development? What man does here need especially, uniquely to do? That we have developed from reincarnation to reincarnation during our history, in all types of information, all types of forms of society, of slavery, and industrial zone, and middle age time, and all those types, better times of development, less time, less better, less good times. We have also developed in a natural form, without really much knowing how we are developing. Humanity just existed, and somehow is revealed each time another stage, how it has to advance. Just like we are seeing from our life, that each time that we are feeling ourselves uncomfortable, not full, or even more in suffering, this awakens us, it pushes us to find a better situation. Because we are all built of a desire to receive, a desire to enjoy, and a revelation of the emptiness in the desire to receive, or the emptiness is so great that it's suffering, this awakens the desire to receive to change the situation, to exchange it. If this is in man, that all his movement and our movement is caused by this, that man is thinking that in the next situation he will be in a better situation than the current one, even in bodily pleasures or in all types of thoughts and searching, internal ones, external ones, such as also in the human environment, society, that the revelation of the lack, deficiency that in the structure of society, that relation to man is slowly building up in man and revealing all the negativity in it, is pushing humanity, groups, nations, to change the situation, to make revolutions, wars, something, in something to change your situation. And then it reaches the development. And we don't even know exactly what the next situation has to be. But some type of situation in society that needs to be, some situation has to be in relation between people and inside man, how this is changing, we don't know. Rather, in a natural form, after one stage, there is a revelation of the next stage, and so on. Each stage, if we need to be exchanged with another, a more advanced stage in our development, is revealed from within the deficiency of the current situation, that we cannot stand it anymore. We need to change something. We see that in the nature of the human society, the nature of desire is to be also one on top of the other. I will be on top of everyone. What is this? The desire to receive is created in such a manner that other than this, that he feels himself and wants to fill itself by the way of what appears to be around him. The desire to receive can be developed in such a manner that he is feeling what do the others have? Let's say inanimate. He's almost not feeling what the others have. He's feeling only his attributes, and he wants to hold on to his attributes in a situation that is static. And thus, in order to change something in an inanimate, we need to insert energy, force, and then we are changing it. But he himself, always, each form of the inanimate, all the elements, the elements of creation, each one of them wants to be to keep itself. Also, according to the laws of Newton, each one wants either to be moving at the same speed, to be in the same situation, not to be changing. This is the nature of the desire to receive on the level of the inanimate. On the level of the vegetative, the desire to receive is changing. What is changing? That each time is revealing that his situation is bad and it could be better. And the good that is coming to him during all times that he's developing inside, he's also revealing that he is bad and it could be even better. And by this he's developing. And a desire that is vegetative, he's more in of native environment. He feels it more. And he is making toward the environment some type of actions, like, you know, the plants toward the sun or their clothes maybe at night. They need to receive something from their environment and to give something back toward the environment. They have already some type of action that is active, mutual with the environment. And we already see that all the plants that are in the world, with the atmosphere and with the ground, they are tied as one type of, like, one body, and not some type of individual forms that are found to be here. Rather, as much as we're revealing more of nature, and the scientists know this, then we know that this is all type of, like, vegetative stage. This is some type of, like, one life form, like, that is found to be in relation and balance with environment. And if it comes out of this balance, it's bringing it to death, a change of form, situation. And then to the level of life, that he's feeling himself is completely different. He is pluralizing in a different way. He's alive, living in a different way. He still has a connection with all the types of his, yes, but he's already, each one is individual seemingly in his own actions. He has his own life. And the level of the speaking, the man, we see how much he is in need of the large environment, not like plants and not like the animals. That man, he's also born in a manner that very unique, weak, lack of strength, lack of understanding, control, lack of an ability to fill himself, to exist. Not like on the level of the animals, that the calf already knows what's good and what's bad. He won't eat grass that it's not good for him. He knows exactly what he needs. This is all instinctive. In other words, it's reshimot are preparing his life from the very first day that he's born. Rather, man is tens of years, at least 10, 15, 20 years, found to be in a condition and he needs to learn and appreciate from society, at least somehow, to be able to enter society as one of its society. And to know how to flow through life. In other words, we have here in the development of the desire, as much as it is more developed, is demanding more and more time of development. Is in need more support of society, a connection with the environment. And thus, man is, of course, towards the rest of the stages in the world. He's on one hand weaker than everyone, and when he's growing, he is stronger, greater than everyone. From this, we can also see and understand that if we have more before us, more development additional, then it needs also to be revealed, at least first of all, as a deficiency in us, in our current situation, that we're not able to stay in our current situation anymore. And this is what we see in our situation in this world right now, that is starting to be revealed, such a desire towards everything that is in this world. The general crisis that is in the world now, in families, in politics, in culture, in science, in everything. Yes? And on the other hand, that something is awakening in us towards the upper. This is what I have drawn here, actually, through these two arrows. Something in this current situation is being revealed to me as bad, and something that maybe there is some illumination from above that is being revealed as bad. Sorry. As good, that could be for humanity as good. And suddenly we see in humanity is being revealed some matter for the wisdom of Kabbalah. That suddenly there is an interest in this. And each someone, at least they heard here or they heard there, in subconscious, and this is natural. Just like all the stages of development, what we have passed through, that we did not know that now we need to reach from, let's say, from the middle stages to the burgeon, middle ages to the burgeon era, some other structure of society. We did not know. Rather, it was revealed slowly. We were not able to be in the previous situation, and something is awakening towards the next stage, and somehow is starting to be illuminating, appearing. Such is also here, that we see, on one hand, the great emptiness in the world, and on the other hand, some type of direction. And here, of course, against what was previously, there is the work of man. The Kabbalists have prepared books and have concealed them for thousands of years, and they kept them, and they did not want that the Kabbalah will be revealed and expanded outwards. They were hoping for our days and waiting for it. Even also the prophets that directed for our days, that now this wisdom has to be revealed and to reveal itself to the whole world as a solution, as a medicine to that same problem that all of humanity is asking: what is the point of our life? What is the content of my life? That without this, I'm not able anymore to continue. And only the wisdom of Kabbalah can give an answer here. But this question is still apparent in any case. How does man reach in a natural way? Let's say, we'll say that it's the wisdom of Kabbalah, or let's say that I don't know what. How do we reach it? In other words, it needs to be either rooted in us, inside the Reshimot, or that it comes by some type of other sign. All the time we have been developed only by the way of the Reshimot, that the internal gene of ours is always pushing us to development. But this gene developed us to develop, pushed us to development in this world, to enjoy this, from all types of the four types of pleasures, yes? Bodily pleasures, money, respect, and knowledge. And to spirituality, of course, is also revealed, being revealed, that same spiritual gene, and pushing us somehow to like smell that at least, I guess, the next pleasure that I want is already not found to be in this world. Rather, I need to ascend somehow and to look upwards. How do they bring man to development further in a new desire that is a desire very different from all the previous desires? Previous desires were also always inside of one desire and money, then respect. If not respect, politics. Not politics, knowledge. And if not knowledge, then once more the bodily. And that's how man was found to be in one great mix-up between all these forms of pleasure. But here we're not talking about some type of pleasure that comes in a corporal dressing, or some type of internal fulfillment, actually. And so we cannot actually decay this question with these corporal things. That I was fed up with the life, with the running after money, that now I run to politics, yes? We see many like this. Or from politics, I run to science. This is even greater, more respectable, and so on. Rather here, I don't see some type of form, some image, picture. How will I look in the next situation? I do not even have an example. That there was always people who were going forward before society and say, we need now to make a revolution and to change everything, and then there are those who are found to be in some type of a sink. Yes? Forward. And here in the situation that we're found to be, in the spiritual development, man is found to be in an empty state, and not understanding anything, confused, despaired, doesn't know what's happening to him. He's even sometimes seeing as how much everything is blurry, foggy. He's meeting many people, and everyone is with this question, like, why do I live? What's happening to me? What is it dependent on? Can we change something in this? Everyone is like in, found to be in a state that they're like, relatively in a negative state. Other than those who are still succeeding in hiding this question, and then they're an external manner as if they're existing. What can they do? The force of life to continue life is very strong in man. And here we have the question, how does man reach from the previous stages of development of reality in this world, from situation to situation, from pleasure to pleasure, from search to search, how does he reach suddenly to searching for that is more internal, more hidden, more spiritual, we call it? Is this in some form, are we being directed? Maybe forces of nature. Other than nature, we don't believe anything. We already spoken that everything in life, man needs to relate in a very realistic manner. And wisdom of Kabbalah demands this, that the judge does not have what his eyes do not see. And if I advanced in a manner that is simple, the forces were forcing me to continue advance, then I revealed for myself new destinations each time, and such I also need to advance on, and not just take heed from some type of advice that are like just ethereal or not revealed from within nature. Yes. Is this method for development somebody advanced, somebody developed one day, or he just revealed one day that it exists? He discovered that it exists, maybe. Discovering and the revelation is the same thing. If we're talking about the realistical manner of the things, we are developing from within our desire to receive. And there are things that we reveal from our experience in this world that is called science, wisdom. Knowledge, sorry, that we are investigating this world and what is found to be around us. We are writing these things down, influencing on them the parts of nature, the forms of nature that are found, around us. And from this, we are receiving our education. This is how, in all, we are building science. And only on this, on science, on it, we can depend. And if there's other types of theories that are maybe that have not been revealed from within our science on a matter that is through trial and error from our maybe knowledge of life that we have acquired ourselves, then we are not allowed to be dependent on this, because this is the fruit of some imagination of man, that we have seen how many of these non-realistic theories and how humanity receives them to use of them as how much they can actually cause damage and harm to men. Rather, always we are succeeding only in the development or of use of things that have been reached us in a form that is through a scientific type of investigation. This is we have seen in the medicine, techniques, everything that we have from what we enjoy. This is what we in all have investigated in the nature, the rules of nature, the laws, the structure of nature, as how much we can to turn this around to our good. And this we are enjoying, and this is correct to use. They're not abstract. Rather, all types of things have been invented that are not from within facts that we are revealing in nature. We are not allowed to depend on this. Because what are we revealing in nature? We are in revealing what is the relation between the pleasure, the vessel, the desire, and the pleasure. That this desire is found to be on the levels of inanimate, vegetative, life, and speaking, or some type of combination of them, an influence on this desire. You know, this is called pleasure. This is coming or by forces of the inanimate, the forces of nature, that is inanimate, or the vegetative, or life, or speaking. And this is what we are investigating. Only we are not really aware of this, that same relation between us and nature, just like the desire, with the influence on the desire. But this is actually all our investigation, and all the rules, laws that we see, is actually the relation between what desire and what level is found to be, and with what type of influence it is coming to it. Yes, this is our whole science. That if so, and if we're talking about how the soul is also from a type of desire, a desire for pleasure, for a force that is hidden from us, that we do not know and do not feel, but we have a desire, we have a drive, but we just don't know for what. A point in the heart. So in all, we also continue to investigate and to relate these things in a very realistical form alone. So in this I asked, how do we reach spiritual development to the wisdom of Kabbalah in all its forms? Is it artificial or natural? Ooh, many questions. We're talking about a desire that is developing. Now we see that the desire to receive that is development is not necessarily developing to what is the point of my life. The opposite, we see most of the times man is stopping to want. We're finding that even the desire to receive is entering society. No, these are many questions. Two, wait a second. Desire to receive is always asking what is the point of our life in a form of what? I feel bad. That now I am saying, I feel bad, I want something new. This is already I'm asking what is the point of my life. Only not in an absolute form. What is the point of my life? What is the purpose of our life? The goal. I'm not asking this. I'm asking rather on the smallest form of it. How will I be able to fill myself? If I am feeling that my desire is completely empty and I do not feel that I can fill it, then really that question is really what is the point of my life? What is the point, as in what is the taste that I cannot actually find any fulfillment for myself? The question is very corporal, very simple, very realistical. Not an abstract question, but it's asked in each stage that I'm developing and advancing. I'm always saying on my stage, what is the point of my life? In other words, I want something new. And we're always found to be in development of that same question until we reach to a state that we already cannot run away from it. What does it mean we cannot run away from it? We do not see where more to reach, where to go, in order to receive some type of fulfillment. And if I am going and I'm coming to reality and we see that people that desire to receive there it says grown and they feel emptiness, I don't see an awakening of their question in them. They're even made even more like unfeeling because we still don't see the root, the source that from it we can receive fulfillment. If I now know that I want to attain some type of nice object, something to purchase a car, or to be some type of scientist, or to enjoy from some trip, then I know what I need. Or to gather money, to go on a trip, or to purchase a car, or to put myself in scientific work. I know what I need to do to get to the next state that I can imagine myself as pleasure. But here we're reaching a situation that, as if we have tried all these things, and we are now empty, more than anything. We do not see in the frame of this world, on the level of this world, we do not see the source of what can we fill ourselves. If we were able to see, we would not have a problem. Man is willing to put effort. 20 years, okay, we work this way. Maybe we can receive this goal right away and to fill it on, maybe pay it off on some type of mortgage. But I don't even have any connection with it. This is the problem. So it's not clear what is the difference between someone who has the awakening of the question, what is the point of my life, and to one who has a feeling of apathy. Because both of them don't really see the future. We see actually two types of people. One type of person that they have a very great bitterness, but they are found to be in a state that instead of searching to continue on, to drive themselves, in other words, the desire to receive in them is not pushing them on, rather is revealed in them in a form that is they want only to decay. In other words, the force, look at this drawing, the force that is drawing us downwards to feel the bad is more than the force that is pushing them forward to reach good. Man is found to be in some types of stages of advancement, of intermediate. And then, here, he is going into drugs, or that he is succeeding at least in something still to sweeten his life. Then he's not reaching Kabbalah, he's reaching to despair, depression, drugs, suicide, to all these states, terror. To everything that the Baal HaSulam is saying, still, he's still succeeding. What is the general idea? To continue flowing with his life, as like yesterday. In some form, he's able to lower his desire to, you know, there's kids, family, house, there's work, that's it. I do not want anything. Maybe sport. Maybe a goal here and there. Maybe, and I will stay in this. Then he is going down. Yes? Into the previous desires and somehow living with them. And by the way, in our society, all of society and the whole systems of society are developed to this in an amazing way. Everything that humanity is creating in the end is without knowing and subconsciously and sometimes consciously in order to return man backwards. In the end, it is made also in the same development of the spiritual genes in order to advance the development of ours to good, to know more and more, to get to know the bad, descend, check all these desires, enjoy them. This is actuality in form, they're returning me quickly to the right direction. But we are building society that will give us as much as able, more and more pleasure, and fill us everything that we are creating. Who can sell me, who can sell more in this world? Who's more successful? Who is more able to give people something, some new pleasure that was still not in the world? Yes? That in all, there are people that are still successful in this, if we can say in quotes, that they still, maybe another reincarnation or a few, in the search for pleasure that is of this world. In other words, bodily, money, respect, and knowledge. And there are those that their driving force, in other words, the point in the heart, is in any case already so large and developed that is drawing them onwards. It is not giving them an opportunity to run away, back to some types of other pleasures, or disconnection from the desire to receive. There are two things here. Or that I am descending, and I am searching, and finding pleasure, or that I'm not finding pleasure, then I'm decaying the desire, the empty one. Yes? I'm not feeling bad. I swallow some pill. I don't feel that I'm hungry. I did not attain food, but I don't feel that I'm hungry. And let's say these are drugs. But in those that the point of the heart has developed, this is the question now, actually. How can he develop further on? In a natural form or artificial? It cannot be artificial, because in all we are found to be in nature. The desire to receive towards the force that is acting on it, there is nothing else in reality. This is what we are revealing. All of nature, in our inanimate vegetative life and speaking, and the force that is enacting the nature and developing it. So, can this force also develop nature and advance us to a development above reality, to some dimension that is called in us upper spiritual? So, this is actually the question. Yes. Me and the last time, I'm found to be three people that told me clearly they have reached the question, what is the point of my life? I told them there is Kabbalah. I started to tell them they were not interested. How? And they're suffering. They're greatly suffering. What can you do? Nothing. Nothing. Because we're talking intentionally by this, that man is advancing in a natural form. And thus, our dispersion has to be only to tell everyone that there is such a thing. That there is a means to a development that is quicker, better, and more comfortable. But this is only knowledge. This is some type of passive advertisement. Why? Because you need to wait until man will reveal his desire for spirituality. That this desire will be revealed to him in a manner that it will be drawing him upwards, further, more than to run away to pleasures of this world. And he is actually to himself, he is a judge for himself. They're still saying correctly, I'm feeling empty, I'm not feeling good, but let's stay in the meantime in this. Let me go. Let them go. Maybe they need to reincarnate another incarnation. And then it will reach. Because we see, this is the form that is forcing us. Even us who are found to be here have not reached from within this that we want. Rather, we are forced. And this is the best form of development. So we'll continue in our next lesson, and we'll see how this happens.